Welcome to GCSE PE Revision with me, your study guide tutor. Today we are diving deep into one of the most important topics in your OCR Component 1 exam, the muscular system. Specifically, types of muscle, how they contract, and how they create movement. Whether you are revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need to nail those marks. So let's get started. First, let's set the scene. The muscular system topic sits within Component 1 of the OCR GCSE Physical Education Specification, Reference 1.2. It is examined in your written theory paper, and it accounts for a significant chunk of the anatomy and physiology marks. Examiners consistently report that candidates lose easy marks here, not because the content is too hard, but because they use vague language or miss out key details. By the end of this episode, that will not be you. Let's begin with the three types of muscle tissue. You need to know these cold. Type 1. Voluntary muscle, also called skeletal muscle. This is the muscle you consciously control, the one you use when you kick a football, swing a tennis racket, or sprint down a track. Voluntary muscles are attached to bones via tendons, and they have a characteristic striped or striated appearance under a microscope. The key downside? They fatigue relatively quickly. Examples include the biceps brachii in your upper arm, the quadriceps in your thigh, and the gastrocnemius in your calf. Type 2. Involuntary muscle, also called smooth muscle. This one operates without you thinking about it. It is found in the walls of your internal organs, your stomach, intestines, and blood vessels. It has a smooth appearance under the microscope, no striations. Crucially, it does not fatigue. Your digestive system keeps working even when you are asleep. You have no conscious control over it whatsoever. Type 3, cardiac muscle. This is the superstar of the muscular system. It is found exclusively in the walls of the heart. The myocardium. Like voluntary muscle, it is striated. But like involuntary muscle, it is not under conscious control. The really special thing about cardiac muscle is that it is myogenic, meaning it generates its own electrical impulse. It never fatigues. Ever. Your heart beats roughly 100,000 times per day, every day of your life, without you having to think about it. A quick memory trick for these three. Think VIC, voluntary, involuntary cardiac, or better still, very important contractions. V for voluntary, I for involuntary, C for cardiac. Now let's move on to the really juicy part, how muscles create movement, and specifically the concept of antagonistic pairs. Here is the fundamental rule you must understand. Muscles can only pull, they cannot push. A muscle contracts and pulls the bone it is attached to. This means that to move a joint in two directions, you need at least two muscles working in opposition. That is the antagonistic pair. Let's use the classic example of a bicep curl. When you lift the weight upward, the flexion phase, the biceps brachii is the agonist. The agonist is also called the prime mover. It is the muscle doing the main work. It contracts and shortens, pulling the forearm upward at the elbow joint. At the same time, the triceps brachii on the back of the upper arm is the antagonist. The antagonist is the opposing muscle. It relaxes and lengthens to allow the movement to happen smoothly. But here is the part that candidates so often forget in their exam answers, the fixator. The fixator is a muscle that stabilizes the origin of the agonist. In other words, it holds the shoulder joint steady so that the biceps can do its job efficiently. In a bicep curl, the deltoid acts as a fixator. Without it, the whole shoulder would be pulled forward and the movement would be inefficient. So your three key roles are agonist, the prime mover that contracts, antagonist, the opposing muscle that relaxes, fixator, the stabilizer that holds the origin steady. Now, when you lower the weight back down, the extension phase, the roles switch. The triceps brachii becomes the agonist, the biceps brachii becomes the antagonist. But, and this is critical, the way the muscles are contracting changes too, which brings us perfectly to our next section, types of contraction. There are three types of muscle contraction you need to know for OCR, GCSE, PE. Number one, isotonic concentric contraction. This is where the muscle shortens under tension. The muscle is contracting and getting shorter as it produces force. This is what happens in the upward phase of a bicep curl. The bicep shortens as it lifts the weight. Think, concentric equals contracting and shortening, coming together. Number two, isotonic eccentric contraction. This is where the muscle lengthens under tension. The muscle is still contracting, still under tension, but it is getting longer. This happens when a muscle is controlling a movement against gravity. The classic example is the downward phase of a squat. As you lower your body, the quadriceps is the agonist. It is doing the work, but it is lengthening to control the descent. Without this eccentric contraction, you would simply collapse to the floor. This is one of the most common areas where candidates drop marks. Many students write that the muscle relaxes on the way down. That is wrong. The muscle is still contracting. It is just lengthening as it does so. Eccentric contractions are actually where most muscle soreness comes from after exercise, because the fibers are under great stress while lengthening. Think of eccentric as exiting. The muscle is moving away from its shortened state, lengthening outward. Number 3, isometric contraction. This is where the muscle generates tension, but there is no change in muscle length and no movement at the joint. Think of holding a plank position. Your core muscles are working incredibly hard, but nothing is moving. Or think of a rugby scrum. The players are pushing against each other with maximum force, but neither side is moving. The muscle length stays the same. Memory hook for the 3 contractions. Concentric comes closer, eccentric exits, isometric is immovable. Now let's apply all of this to a specific sporting example, the squat, because this is exactly the kind of question that appears in the OCR exam. During the downward phase of a squat, the joint action is flexion at the knee. The agonist is the quadriceps, but it is performing an isotonic eccentric contraction, lengthening under tension to control the descent. The antagonist is the hamstrings, which relax. The fixator muscles include the gluteus maximus and the muscles of the core, stabilizing the pelvis and spine. During the upward phase of a squat, the joint action is extension at the knee. The agonist is now the quadriceps again, but this time performing an isotonic concentric contraction, shortening to push the body upward. The antagonist is the hamstrings, which relax. Notice that the quadriceps is the agonist in both phases of the squat, but the type of contraction changes. This is a really important insight that examiners reward at the higher tariff mark levels. Now, let's talk exam technique. This is where good students become great students. Tip 1. Always use the joint action muscle type structure. When answering a movement analysis question, cover all 4 elements: the joint involved, the action occurring at that joint, the muscle acting as agonist, and the type of contraction. For example, at the knee joint, flexion occurs. The quadriceps acts as the agonist, performing an isotonic eccentric contraction. That single sentence could be worth 2 or 3 marks. Tip 2, never just write isotonic. Always specify whether it is concentric or eccentric. Writing isotonic contraction alone is typically insufficient for higher tariff marks on OCR papers. The examiner wants to see that you understand the distinction. Tip 3, always include the fixator. It is the most commonly omitted element in antagonistic pair questions. If a question asks you to describe the antagonistic pair action and you only name the agonist and antagonist, you will almost certainly miss a mark. The fixator is worth a mark in its own right. Tip 4, use precise language. Do not write the muscle tenses, write the muscle contracts. Do not write the muscle relaxes and gets longer. Write the antagonist relaxes to allow the agonist to perform the movement. Examiners award marks for specific, technical language. Tip 5, for command word analyze, you need to go beyond just naming. You need to explain the relationship between the muscles and the movement. Why does the eccentric contraction of the quadriceps matter in the downward phase of a squat? Because it controls the rate of descent, preventing injury and maintaining balance. That level of explanation earns AO3 marks. Now for our quickfire recall quiz, cover up your notes and try to answer these from memory. Question 1. Name the 3 types of muscle tissue. Pause and think. The answers are voluntary or skeletal, involuntary or smooth, and cardiac. Question 2. What is the difference between an agonist and an antagonist? Pause. The agonist is the prime mover. It contracts to create the movement. The antagonist is the opposing muscle. It relaxes to allow the movement. Question 3. In the upward phase of a bicep curl, what type of contraction is the biceps performing? Pause. Isotonic, concentric. It is shortening under tension. Question 4. In the downward phase of a squat, what type of contraction is the quadriceps performing? Pause. Isotonic, eccentric. It is lengthening under tension to control the descent. Question 5. What is the role of the fixator? Pause. The fixator stabilizes the origin of the agonist to allow efficient movement at the joint. How did you do? If you got all five, you are in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections before your exam. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we covered today. The muscular system has three types of muscle tissue: voluntary, involuntary, and cardiac. Muscles work in antagonistic pairs. The agonist contracts as the prime mover, the antagonist relaxes, and the fixator stabilizes the origin. There are three types of contraction: isotonic, concentric, where the muscle shortens; isotonic, eccentric, where the muscle lengthens under tension; and isometric, where there is no change in length. Always use the joint action muscle type structure in exam answers. Always specify concentric or eccentric, never just isotonic. Always include the fixator. You have got this. Good luck in your exam, and remember, precision of language is what separates a grade 4 from a grade 7. Use the right words, apply them to the right context, and the marks will follow. See you in the next episode.